Richie?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, I wanted to touch base because you had such a great holiday weekend. And just the Del Mar, we'll start there. And let's start with Next Shares before we talk about the fun story with Oscar Dominguez. But Next Shares, boy, the betting public, they're very demanding. And I guess, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, I actually had people tell me that they thought the horse was done, you know? And I'm like, well, I wouldn't be running him if he was done, okay? So, you know, he does like a little bit of, you know, we got rain that week, and he does like the turf with a little give in it, and he doesn't like it when it's super hard. And it was really hard during the Breeders' Cup, and, you know, we were taking a shot there, but when he broke out of the gate, Velasquez said he just didn't handle it. He said he was stinging, you know, from the turf being so hard. So he just kind of galloped him around there. And he came back to work really good on the turf and had two good works on the turf. And I actually was, like, stuck with a rider because Giovanni Franco worked him on the turf, but he couldn't get off the D'Amato horse. And then Jose Valdivia worked him on the grass, and he loved him, and it just gave him a great ride. Got through on the rail, so went well.
And you know, he won with really with some authority, and that's the part that I think was most impressive. And I'm just looking, hadn't won since January, and that goes back to the San Gabriel. And mm-hmm. You're the second winner from the weekend that mentioned how hard the turf was up north versus down there. And I'm trying to think, I talked to Michael McCarthy. I talked to Hess. I talked to Cassie. So,
yeah.
Somebody said that.
When we don't get any rain and it's sunny and hot all the time, and it's like they have to aerate it, and they have to put water on it, and you know, they really got to stay after the turf. So, you know, there's nothing better than Mother Nature for anything. I believe, you know. So
it's true.
You know, I heard it from a few jockeys. I mean, you know, it's especially when the East Coast guys come out here, they ride a lot of grass races, obviously over there. So they kind of they'll tell you, "Wow, it's really hard today."
You can hear his feet rattle. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
but that horse has always been better. You know, he won a big race at Kentucky Downs, and he won the Shadwell Mile in the same kind of trip when he won the Shadwell. And I think, you know, it's just, you know, he's a horse that's been very sound and just been an overachiever for us. And after, I gave him like 3 months in Kentucky just for him to, just because he had a hard campaign and he was tailing off, and I just turned him out and took his shoes off and let him run around in the mud. He was happy. So usually when you do those kind of things for a horse, they reward you. You know, that's what I've always noticed. So,
well, this was a reward. And really, it's not the first time. Anybody that's followed him, he has had efforts that were excusable and even dismal, and then has come back from them. So for people to just make a summary judgment on him was silly, because even if you look at the Shadwell trip, he ran a sneaky good race in there to be sixth.
Yeah, he got beat four noses for third.
Exactly.
I mean, actually, when I watched the replay, I thought we ran third, and then they said we ran sixth, and then I looked at the photo, and there was just like three noses in front of us. So, and he had to wait a little bit there too, but he did run a sneaky good race there.
Well, what do you do? He's going to be 7 years old and just kind of space some races over the
winter? Yeah, you know what? He's, like I said, he's very sound. He's fresh horse. So, you know, he won that old friends thing at Kentucky Downs. He has retirement there, free retirement for the rest of his life at old friends. So, you know, when he tells me he doesn't want to do it, then I'll give him a home. But right now, I think he's doing good. He came out of the race well. So
nice, nice. Well, let's hit on some of the other successes and near successes. And even though you ran second in the Hollywood Derby, you got to be thrilled. Neptune Storm, right now, Mo Forza is a gorilla, and that's going to be a story going into next year. But you got to be thrilled with Neptune Storm's effort.
Yeah, he always shows up. You know, he ran a career best number. I actually think he ran a 97 buyer the other day.
Yep.
You know, and Morfosa had the trip. And Morfosa, he just beat me on the square. You know, his horse is getting really, really good right now. So congratulations to Barry Abrams and Peter Miller with that horse. So, you know, I thought we were a little better than him, but he looks like he might be a little better horse than we are right now. So
well,
he beat
me
on the square, and I'm okay with it.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the Proctor. That's the Tom Proctor in you coming out. When I asked Proctor what happened, he said, "Got beat by a better horse." It's the greatest answer there is.
Yeah, you, I mean, I have no excuses there. Yeah.
No, you don't need one. You don't need one. What a great year he had.
Yeah, he's made a ton of money. He's never been off the board this whole year. You know, and he's been staying pretty good, so pretty happy with, you know, and the owners are happy. And, you know, it's just been a nice horse to have.
Well, I'll put in another plug here for Hill and Dale. This is a Stormy Atlantic that was $130,000 at OBS. He's made $500,000. All Stormy Atlantic does year in, year out, he stands for $10,000, and he just gets one hard-knocking runner after another. This is a gelding that'll be around in your care. He'll be around a long time.
Yeah. Are you there?
I am.
Yeah, somebody was trying to call. I'm sorry.
No problem. I got to ask you, though, the horse that I was so frustrated going back to Mo Forza, Succeed and Surpass. I was all over him for the Twilight Derby, Rich, and that was the day to bet him, and you know, nothing you can do.
Yeah. He had a really white trip the other day. You know, it's very hard to navigate coming out of the 13 hole, you know, in a mile race on the turf. Actually, on the Thoroughgrass, he has the same number as his race before that. He was right there, which kind of makes a little sense because he was so wide. But
exactly.
Yeah, he's going to be a horse for next year. I'm going to give him maybe a month off just to freshen him a little bit and then bring them back.
Plenty of other terrific efforts. Let's get to Oscar Dominguez on closing day, wins the Turf Cup. What a nice story this is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a horse that the owners and we decided to claim for 40, never thinking that he would ever turn out to be what he is because he's been in like five different barns. And, you know, he was really doing well down there in San Luis Rey. I just leave him there with my assistant, Ruben Losa. You know, he worked for Bobby Franco for 35 years, so, you know, he kind of knows what's up. And, yeah, he was always in New York with Bobby, and he's a good horseman. And we have a very good crew down there. I have a lot of winners coming off that track, especially on the grass. But, you know, the difference was the ride, I think. You know, Johnny V saved all the ground. He cut the corner. And the horse has been knocking on the door. He's been running right there. He hasn't had the trip. And yes, the other day he had the trip. And it was a really, really, really good thing for the owner. I mean, she's been battling cancer for, I don't know, years now. And she was, like, telling me that it was her first day that she got to wear her hat, you know. Without a hat, I mean, she's been, you know, going through chemo and radiation, and you know, this smaller owner, but very, very, very much loves the game, and this is a real big win for her.
That's tremendous. Yeah. That's Mrs. Massinio?
This is Nancy Massinio, yeah. So it was a good win for her and Bruce Sands and. You know, you never think you're going to win that kind of money when you claim a horse, but
no.
And sure, wow. Nice. It's happened before, you know, but, you know, some horses just, I don't know, they need a change of environment, I guess.
You bet. Just a little something different. I mean, it's not as if through the summer he was running any differently than he had been running for Peter. I mean, he was, in fact, you know, basically was the same. He's been the same for a couple of years. Just a question of whatever pace and trip and, you know, mile and a half on the turf. There's a lot of things that work.
He's a true mile and a half horse. You know that. He had the pedigree to go a mile and a half. He's out of, you know, Fairy King Mare. And,
yeah.
You know, he's just bred for the turf, long distance. And, you know, those races, he's hard knocking in those races. So, it was just a great win.
This, you know, you want to bring this horse to Saratoga, put him over the jumps. This is a steeplechase candidate.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know anything about jumping.
You don't need to. You don't need to. Ask. I'll tell you what. You can. There's a couple of people in New York that have done this. Weaver did it, and who else? Davey Jacobson did it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Davey did it. He claimed a jumper. He stole a jumper, and he won. He won a grade one. I love it. Too fun. Boy, quick question. You're going to be bringing some horses to Oaklawn.
Yeah, maybe bring a few, you know, maybe 10. You know, I was going to bring 15, but I don't think I'm just going to bring like 10, see how it goes. You know, I have a lot of I love where I'm at right now. I just hope it gets a little bit better out here. You know, I'm born and raised, well, not born and raised, I was raised in California and grew up in Huntington Beach. This is my home. But I know, like, you do have to ship. You have to ship some horses. And I've had a lot of luck this year shipping horses. The money's so much better. And sometimes the competition isn't as tough.
Well, no, what about motion? Motion to motion. You went down to Zia Park.
I got lucky there. Yeah, that was quite a deal. You know, I had two horses nominated for the race, and it was really hard to get to Zia Park. And you know, I decided to van the horse. So I vanned the horse, and so did I think Bell Brinkerhoff. And both of our horses won over there. And,
yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, the herpes thing.
Remington.
And then all the scratches. Steve Fusion couldn't run anything. And I'm 1-2 or 3-5 in a four-horse field. And the horse, he had an eventful trip, and I lost a shoe. And then they had a windstorm the day before, and the horse cut his nose. And the barn was still, it was like one of the roofs fell off the barn or something. So
unbelievable.
It was like 35 and raining, and I don't know. It was crazy, but it worked out.
It worked fine. Richie, you're going to pull up, but I appreciate the visit. Congratulations on a great Del Mar meet.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I'll see you at Los Al on Saturday.
Okay, bye.
Richie Valtis, we got to jump. Talk to you tomorrow, weekend preview.